Well, folks, there is a name that I think a lot of political folks in Jefferson City on both sides of the aisle will recognize. He is Wayne Good, who spent 42 years in the Missouri legislature in the House from 1963 to 1984 and then the Senate 1984 to 2005. He's passed away. The Post-Dispatch reporting he battled leukemia and died at the age of 83. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me to talk about Senator Good's legacy is someone who knew him from the other side of the aisle. He is not only our former Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder, but also Senate President Pro Tem Peter Kinder, and he was Pro Tem for a number of years when Wayne Good was in the Senate. Senator, appreciate your time as always. You serve with Wayne Good. First of all, your reaction to his death, your reaction to his legacy.
Well, Wayne Good was plainly and justifiably recognized by all as one of the real giants of the Missouri Senate, and for that matter, the General Assembly in the second half of the 20th century and into the 21st century. I arrived in the Senate in 93, and Wayne already had almost, I guess, just over 30 years at that point, and then he and I served 12 years together. Wayne was a great store of institutional knowledge and wisdom, all to himself. He was a guy people on both sides of the aisle looked to for guidance on a lot of issues. It just so happened that Wayne and I disagreed on many issues, but I had unbounded respect for him, for his knowledge, for his work ethic. I can think of him on the Senate Appropriations Committee, and I know he had chaired the House Budget Committee as well for years before he came to our chamber. He had encyclopedic knowledge of the of Missouri state government and of the budget process in all its complexities. And we relied on him even after we took the majority in 2001. Another senator who came to the House with him in 1962, John T. Russell from Lebanon, became our Senate Appropriations Chair. And the two of those helped us get through three, four very difficult budget years when state revenue was declining. And Governor Holden and I worked together, but we all relied on Wayne Good, and I can't say enough about this fine man. He kept himself in good shape. He was a cyclist and a hiker, and he loved to ski on the mountain slopes in the West. And everyone will miss Wayne Good.
Senator, amazing the memories there, because I remember the budget as well and the Appropriations Committee, and good memories on that. He also was, and I remember you and him talking on the floor, he really knew that foundation formula well, and you were around forever. That's so complicated. He seemed to know it, and I remember you both of you talking on the floor about that.
Do you? I'm glad you have that kind of memory. For me, the school foundation formula for distributing state aid was a mind-numbing in its complexity. But you're right, Wayne Good had mastered that as he had so many other complicated aspects of state government, and that's why so many of us looked to him, whether we shared his party affiliation or philosophical beliefs on this or that issue. The respect from every member of the chamber and every member of the House chamber and the executive branch was always there for Wayne Good.
Senator, final question, and that is touching on, you mentioned John Russell and Wayne Good on that Appropriations Committee in 02, very tight budget times. In the level of respect those two gentlemen, giants in the Senate, the level of respect those two had for each other, can you talk about that?
Oh, yes. It's a fact that they each came from very different parts of the state to the legislature, to the House in 1962, and then served together for 42 years, and that will never happen again in Missouri history. And they, as was the case with me and Wayne Good, John T. Russell was a conservative from Southwest Missouri, but they put the interests of the state first, and they were realists. They recognized declining state revenues meant we had to tighten our belt. We had to do the best we could with a very difficult budget situation and a House of the Democratic Party control and Senate for the first time in 53 years in Republican control and a Democrat governor. But it was through their wisdom and their strength and their knowledge, I think, that we got through those budget years.